This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Snap it, and it's Trey Burton who throws, caught, Foles, touchdown.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, the score, and we are pleased to welcome in Howard Eskin, WIP Philly, Eagles Radio, and of course Fox 29 TV in Philly. He joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Howard, good morning, how are you?
Morning, Howard.
I've never had a bad day in my life, although these days are trying and testing because of what the real world is. And obviously, we all are concerned about that. But by the way, was the sky falling when you guys came into work today?
It wasn't falling, but it was it's like very foggy right now.
Why is that, Howard? Why do you say that?
Yeah.
Well, because everybody, from what I understand, the fans, and of course, they know it all, wanted Cam Newton rather than the quarterback he just got.
No.
So I didn't know if the sky was falling.
No.
Okay.
You know what the fans wanted more than anything, Howard, was just kind of acknowledgement that Mitchell Trubisky's not getting it done. And if nothing else, they certainly got that. They got the guy who his last win was at Soldier Field against the Bears in the playoffs. So if you can't beat him, join him. They get him out of Jacksonville. Tell us about him. Tell us how good this pick is and why the Bears will win the Super Bowl this year. Go ahead. Tell us.
I'm going to tell you why he was the right guy for the Bears. He's in a system, and when you bring a quarterback in, you want to bring him into a system that he doesn't have to take a year to kind of try to figure out. He's worked with Matt Nagy in Kansas City. Matt Nagy was actually here in Philadelphia with the Eagles when Nick was here the first time, too. So he's familiar, John DeFilippo, he's familiar with. So with all that said, he's a good quarterback. You know, when you talk about great, not everybody can't be great, but he's a very good quarterback. He's in a system now which he's comfortable with and will understand. And I was just so impressed. I remember, and the thing that I will never get out of my mind, okay, we heard about the play in the Super Bowl. For 2 years, he was the quarterback who threw the last touchdown pass, because when Tom Brady and Jared Goff didn't throw a touchdown pass the following year, Nick Foles was the quarterback who threw the last touchdown pass in the Super Bowl for 2 years. But the thing that I remember about in the Super Bowl, he's relaxed, he's comfortable, he understands, he doesn't let things rattle him. I'm on the sidelines as a sideline reporter for our broadcast, and I always keep an eye on the quarterbacks. And that's what I noticed more than anything else. He didn't get crazy. He wasn't overly nervous. He was just comfortable. And that's what he is, and I think he's a very good quarterback. I think he's the starter for the Bears. Mitchell Trubisky's a stiff. They made a mistake, and they're trying to clean it up, and you can't clean it up with just having a great quarterback fall out of the sky. But what you got is a good quarterback, and I don't know that Mitchell Trubisky is a good quarterback. But I just like the way he settles in. I like him in an offense, and Matt Nagy will have him in an offense that he's comfortable with. And I think just Nick is a wonderful, terrific guy around teammates. All of that said, and the teammates will have confidence in him, which they did here. Remember, the Eagles lost Wentz when he came in and did what he did. He had one of the greatest Super Bowl games I've ever seen for a quarterback. Now, I don't know that he could do that all the time, and he's going to have some bad games as quarterbacks do. But he's a good quarterback in the right system, and he will be good, I think, for the Bears.
I think so too, Howard, and I think a lot of Chicago actually would agree with you about Trubisky because there's a lot of Mitch fatigue around. But I think when you look at Nick Foles, his success has always come in the West Coast offense or variations of that with coaches that he trusts, and maybe that will be the case in Chicago with Nagy and DeFilippo and Bill Lazor. But what the heck happened in Jacksonville? Why and how much should that concern Bears fans looking at it? Because we are talking about the Super Bowl, we're talking about the fit, and we're almost like looking past what happened last year.
You know, I can't tell you what happened there, but that's not Nick Foles. Now, he is going to have bad games, and maybe there was an impatient bit. And again, there are other quarterbacks who are good quarterbacks that are going to have bad games. I don't know that he, and then Minshew, just everybody got all carried away, and we'll see if he can do it the second time around. People always love the backup quarterback until he's the starter, so we'll see what happens there. I'm not quite sure what happened, but I know Nick Foles is better than that, maybe there wasn't enough time. I don't know all the players that were around him. And it is Jacksonville. I mean, let's face it, it is Jacksonville. I just think there could have been multiple reasons, but he's not that kind of quarterback. I just don't know Nick Foles is that kind of quarterback. And I think in the situation the Bears are in, I just think he'll be better, obviously. I know he'll be better than he was in Jacksonville. I can't give you all the reasons. But Nick's had an interesting – it's amazing. He has had an interesting career. Good. I was at the game in Oakland where he threw 7 touchdown passes in a game against the Raiders. And, I mean, I'm saying, my God, it's unbelievable. And then he's gone before he comes back. He was the second quarterback when he was drafted. They liked Russell Wilson, and they thought Wilson would last until the third round. He didn't. And the second quarterback they liked was Nick Foles in that draft. And he was comfortable with Doug Peterson because he worked with Doug in Kansas City. And he's worked with Matt Nagy in Kansas City. So I think you guys and the people of Chicago will be okay with this. They just got to relax, wait for it to happen. And I know he's better than Mitchell Trubisky. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind he's better than Mitchell Trubisky.
What kind of gravitas does he have in the locker room, and will it help him? You know, it's different here because he comes in as a Super Bowl winner and a Super Bowl MVP.
He's great in the locker room. And you need a quarterback. There's probably a lot of nice guys who aren't very good. But he really creates a great bond. And I saw that here in Philadelphia when he came in, when Carson Wentz got hurt, the players rallied around him. He's that kind of guy. He's very likable. He'll listen to his teammates. He won't get upset. I hate a quarterback that has bad body language. You know, there's a receiver that runs the wrong pattern and the quarterback starts pointing in front of everybody. And you can tell he's not happy, and he lets it show. Nick Foles will not be that guy, and the players on the offense and on that team, any team, and I know in Philadelphia, that's probably one of the reasons that they respected him. He will get respect in that locker room, guaranteed. Now, there can't be a division, and Trubisky can't be upset that somebody's coming in trying to get his job. Because that's not good, and that's not Nick's fault. So I think he will bond very well with his teammates.
Nick Foles, Trey Burton, the Bears sure do like their ex-Eagles. Jason Peters have anything left in the tank?
No, I think he does, but he won't have it for 16 games. Last year, he only missed. He actually had a good year, but I think he wanted too much money. He wanted the contract that he had. You can't get that at 38 years old. But I like Trey Burton. All you need now, Corey Clement's available. All you need
is
now is Corey Clement.
Yeah. And you can recreate that Philly special.
It can't. Well, yeah, but it's got to be called the Philly special because everybody that starts to call it different names. I saw a college team use it, and they gave it that name. And because it was a play running the Super Bowl, it's kind of, I think back to that play. I'll give you a little background, too, because they know Belichick cheats. So the Eagles did not practice that the week of the Super Bowl. They practiced it for the Minnesota game, which was the conference championship game, before, because they could practice at home. But they didn't practice that because they were afraid that Belichick would have somebody tell him, somebody there that was a spy or somebody was taping it. So they ran the play in a walkthrough in the ballroom in the hotel when they had the walkthrough at the end of the week. They did not practice that play. And by the way, when they did, it wasn't successful in practice when they practiced it before the Minnesota game. But I'm standing there on the sidelines, and our play-by-play guy, Merrill Reese, who people, I'm sure, hear on NFL films all the time, he's telling Mike Quick, who's the color guy, "Mike, I think they got to kick the field goal." So I call, I go up into the booth, and I go on. I said, "Merrill, they're not kicking a field goal. I don't know what the play is, but they're not kicking a field goal." And it was kind of interesting to see the respect that the coach had. Remember, Nick was the one that came over and suggested the play because they were in the right situation for that play and the down and distance. And he suggested it. And the coach had so much confidence in him and the other players involved in the play. He said, "Yeah, let's do it." And he gets that respect from the head coach, and he's going to have that respect from the players. But you got to get Corey Clement there. He's available now, so now you can run the play again. Because Trey Burton's terrific. Trey was the backup quarterback, I think, at one point for the Eagles. Trey's a good guy, and I like him as a person and as a player.
He might be available soon. We'll see.
We'll see.
All right, Howard. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks
for everything.
Good stuff.
Hey, tell the people in Chicago, Cam Newton wouldn't have been the right guy. Yeah. And the sky is not falling, and they'll be fine with Nick Foles. They'll be fine.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Howard Eskin. He, of course, Mr. Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah. Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.